line?
What is that about?
Yeah, that's recording.
Yeah.
Hello?
Now it is, yeah.
What do you want me to say, Dot?
August 1957. Vacation at Lake Buell.
Are we?
Now we want to hear Lizzie talk.
How about it, Lizzie?
Hey, goodness gracious.
Oh, goodness gracious. I'm glad to have the opportunity to have my vacation with you folks.
Good. Now we see if you came.
Royal Wedding, and you're going to see excerpts from both of us on our show. Now here is his partner, Frederick Fritzlow. So let's have a
in the morning, yeah. Which is soon as the sun came up. Right?
It's a beautiful day.
Yes, lovely. It's lovely. Hard to sleep.
Very good, and you?
Yeah, you, all right.
Other than the cold.
All right, fine.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that fire feels good, though.
Yeah, it's going out.
It's a beautiful, beautiful day. I would have been up before. And I hurried the door, and I said, well, somebody's up downstairs. What time did you get up?
I don't know. Must have been about, what time is it now?
It's about 9:15.
About 9, maybe.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh. have eaten, but I'm going to have another cup of coffee with you.
Good for you. Just have my coffee and fruit. Piece of toast.
I guess I got up kind of quick.
The doctor said if you get up too quick, he says lie down. He said that sometimes it's bad to, you know, get up out of one position into the other.
You feel sort of lightheaded and a little dizzy?
Yeah, kind of a little dizzy.
Yeah.
So, I have been having this dizziness lately. I didn't used to have it. I had that dizziness about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But I think that I've done a lot of worrying, and I think that something to do with this dizziness.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's nervousness.
Could be, sure.
But I've been awake sometimes.
Well, that's what you should do. This is your vacation. You should sleep and lie around.
You said it didn't make any difference what time we get up.
Gosh, no. So you just eat and... The 1957 summer would not be complete without an article from Mad Magazine. How to get the job you want by thinking positively, and also get ahead by learning my 5 rules that will give you a new and unbelievable positive personality and help you achieve success, by Roger Price. These days, too many young men feel that once they get their doctorate at Harvard and put in a few short years of study at the Princeton Institute for Advanced Research, they'll immediately be besieged by employers eager to offer them lucrative positions as TV repairmen or district political leaders. Not so. Competition in all fields has never been keener. Good intentions are not enough. The key to success in both the business and the social world is self-confidence. Did you know that millions of people realize only 10% of their capacity for leadership and business success because they're shy and lack self-confidence? Does this mean you? Do you cringe and snivel and have silly feelings of inferiority when you meet people, merely because they are physically and mentally superior to you? Of course you do. If you had anything on the ball, you wouldn't be reading this type of article. I can help you. I can show you how to get rid of the lousy personality you now have and build a new, dominating, magnetic personality that will change your whole life. A few years ago, I met a young man who was so shy that whenever he had a business meeting with an important bank president, or a date with a glamorous movie star, he would be unable to think of anything to say and would sit nervously twisting buttons off his clothing, or theirs, and chipping pieces from the furniture with a small hatchet which he carried about for that purpose. This young man did not make a good impression. I invited him to my office, made sure he was standing a safe distance from my mahogany desk, and had a talk with him. I convinced this young man that he should apply my 5 rules for building a positive personality. Today, that young man is successfully holding down an important job as a freelance uranium prospector. You can do the same by following the 5 rules. 5 logical, common sense suggestions that will work personality magic. Here they are. Rule number 1. Eliminate all signs of self-doubt. Rule number 1 is the basic rule. Once you have mastered it, the others will come easy. And you can master it by applying positivistic psychology. Start now by saying to yourself, no matter how ridiculous it may seem at first, I am just as good as the next fellow. I am just as good as the next fellow. After saying it to yourself for a while, start saying it to the next fellow. And if possible, to the fellow next to the next fellow. This will not only bolster your ego, but will also help you make many valuable contacts. Constantly tell yourself and the next fellow that you are A, brainy, B, witty, C, virile, D, rich, E, Napoleon Bonaparte. This will help you acquire the art of positive conversation and enable you to talk interminably about what you did today, what you had for lunch, how your car runs, and so forth. Remember, you cannot convince yourself that you're important unless you can convince other people first.
If in the beginning you have trouble finding anyone who will listen to you, frequent public conveyances such as buses and elevators, which afford less chance of escape. Rule number 2, radiate energy and vitality. No one responds to a negative idea. Always think and act positively. When you enter a room, move fast. Slap people on the back unexpectedly. Pummel them with your elbows. Grip their lapels. Poke them forcefully with your forefinger to emphasize points. If you have no point to emphasize, poke them anyway. Let them know you're there. The type of positive activism is most important when you are meeting new people. First impressions will last for years, and the quickest way to make a first impression, that is, to impress the other party first before he impresses you, is to develop a dynamic handshake, one that people will remember. If you're so feeble your normal grip feels like a half pound of beef liver, be ingenious. An electric buzzer or a warm chocolate cream concealed in the palm of the hand will often be more effective than a purely muscular clutch. Rule number 3, always talk down to people. Talking down to people puts them in their place. It is a must for the truly self-confident person. It's a cinch that you don't have enough knowledge or wit to talk down to people intellectually, so talk down to them physically. When you get into a conversation, stand on a chair. You'd be surprised how this simple device will give you a sense of power and authority, especially if you punctuate your monologue with dynamic expressions such as, get it, don't interrupt, pay attention, and paste that in your hat and smoke it. Practice this method of positive speaking constantly. It will develop your self-assurance, your vocabulary, and your sense of balance. It may also get you elected to the state legislature. Rule number 4. Convince yourself that you're irresistible to the opposite sex. Considering the way you probably look, this will take some doing. So until you're firmly convinced, it's a good idea to turn all the mirrors in your home to the wall. I personally have found this simple device as an invaluable aid in making Rule 4 a way of life. A few treatments by a reputable hypnotist may also be helpful. In extreme cases, it may even be necessary to lace your morning breakfast cereal with a tablespoon of mescaline. This may seem like a lot of trouble, but results are what count. And you will find that Rule 4, once mastered, will do wonders for your self-esteem. In no time at all, you'll find yourself spontaneously jostling and pinching and making worthwhile rude remarks whenever a female appears. Note, if you are a female, you may ignore Rule 4, as no matter what they look like, all females from the age of 6 on automatically consider themselves to be irresistible to the opposite sex. Unfortunately, they are correct in this assumption. Rule 5. Curing yourself of shyness is not enough. To achieve top results, you must succeed in making other people feel insecure. This may seem like a difficult problem in human relations, but it's actually child's play if you concentrate and apply the basic principles of social engineering. First, study everyone with whom you come in contact, and then point out their weaknesses, frankly and honestly. An attitude of unmitigated sincerity is essential to Rule 5. You may find that squinting the left eye and curling the right side of the upper lip will be helpful. Vice versa if you're left-handed. For instance, here's how Rule 5 works. Before getting down to business with that prospect you're trying to clinch a big deal with, set the stage. Tell the prospect that he should do something about the unsightly hair on his ears. Point out that his tattersall vest is in bad taste, and mention that wearing a tight belt merely emphasizes his protruding stomach instead of concealing it. Suggest a dentist who can certainly make him a set of more natural-looking bridge work. Make a joke about the amount of dandruff you can see on his head from your vantage point. You, of course, are standing on your chair, Rule 3. By this time, he will be so nervous that by comparison you will seem to be a veritable mountain of pulsating self-confidence. He may throw you out of his office, but he will admire your poise and self-assurance. Conclusion. You now have the secrets that will give you access to untapped reservoirs of vitality and self-reliance. Until today, you have been worried because you were unsuccessful and had no friends and didn't know why. Put these 5 rules to work, and this will all be changed. You may be still unsuccessful and have no friends, but from now on, you'll know why. Carry on.
Cam, but it was too loud.
This is Jeffrey Tytel from Springfield, Massachusetts, 1957. And this is sort of a souvenir of the speech. And this talk I'm going to give is very unexpected. I don't know, what am I supposed to say?
Tell me, you're speaking from Blair's primitive cottage.
I am now speaking from the Blair's mansion at Lake Buell in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. And, I'm about to leave tonight for home, but I will see him next year, this time, during the summer. And, if I don't, I'll probably drop in sometime unexpectedly in Long Island. Well, I guess that's all for now, so I'll see you around, Pete. So long.